want to welcome you to tonight's Citizens Climate University Training, a weekly webinar program for climate advocates like you and I. And tonight's topic is taking action with your group to support the Monumental Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. I'm your host, CCL's Volunteer Education and Engagement Coordinator, Brett Cease, and I want to thank you for joining us. Joining me is the wonderful Todd Elvins. Todd is CCL's Action and Grasstops Engagement Coordinator. His role is supporting our action teams, developing our action tools and action sheets, and furthering our grasstop engagement strategy. So it's a perfect role for Todd to be joining us. If we've done our job well, hopefully by the end of tonight's webinar, the three learning goals will really be highlighted. We'll be able to review specific actions that everyone's encouraged to take at any point, all the time, on your own, individually, to generate support. We're going to highlight this year's chapter action plan for CCL groups to take in generating their own support locally as a group to build on that national movement. And then we're also going to really utilize the new Energy Innovation Act website to highlight how you can especially leverage it for endorsements. And to help you tonight, we've organized our agenda basically by the levers of political will. So if you look in your chat, I'll just put this again. We actually have a little download if you'd like to actually even take notes while we go through it. It's just cclusa.org/chapter-guide-2019. And it has most of what we're going to be talking about along with little notes fields for you to brainstorm and personalize with your own local group's action plans. We'll be debuting this. It's actually going to be part of the February action sheet, but we wanted to give you a sneak peek tonight as we go through the chapter activities, lobbying, grasstops, grassroots, and media actions. So without further ado, though, I'll pass it to you, Todd, and let's get started.
All right. Hi, everybody. As Brett said, I'm Todd Elvins. I'm CCL's action coordinator, and I also run our grasstops engagement action team. And so we're going to start off by talking about the Energy Innovation Act of 2019. As you know, this was introduced in 2018 in the lame duck session of Congress, where it was not really in play. It was a great step forward for CCL and for Congress. It was great to see them introduce the bill, but it was, you know, it was not going to be introduced in committee. It was not going to go to committee or be voted in committee. However, the reintroduced bill is in play. Danny Richter tells us the bill's in play. It will go to committee. It will be voted on in committee. It will go to the next committee. Eventually, it'll come to the House floor for a vote. And so we have a lot of work to do along the way to advocate for the bill. We need to keep it moving through Congress. And so we're going to talk about mobilizing. As a volunteer and with your group, we want you to make a plan to take some actions, and that's going to be the focus of this CCU webinar tonight. So we want you to start small and plan to take action every week and every month for the whole year. So pace yourself, because this is going to be a marathon. We have a lot of work to do, and we're going to be doing that work over a long period of time. So let's start by looking at the actions we've taken since the House bill was first introduced in 2018 in the lame duck, and individual actions you can take going forward during the course of the year. So these are our top four priority areas to focus. But before we get to that, I want to talk about what's happened over the last 2 months since the House bill was first introduced on November 27th. You, CCL's volunteers, have sent over 12,000 emails using our online action tool to members of Congress, submitted 935 letters to the editor using our online LTE tool. You've reported that over 941 LTEs have been published in newspapers, which is amazing. As you probably know, our record in the past was 421 in a single month, and in December we smashed that record with 600 published LTEs. Since the bill was introduced in November, there have been 14 editorials endorsing the bill and 150 op-eds. Also, there have been 840 responses posted in the Energy Innovation Act Q&A forums on Community, and we'll talk a little bit more about the forums later in this webinar. Now that the bill's been reintroduced, two priority actions for volunteers are to send messages to their members of Congress about the bill and to write letters to the editor about the bill. So we've been doing both of those things since November, and so we're going to keep doing those things. You can do these things using the online action tool links shown here on this slide. These are nice short URLs. You can jot them down. You can also find them on the bill page on Community. And I also wanted to note that it's been such an exciting week at CCL because the Energy Innovation Act has three new bill co-sponsors just this week. So it's been quite a week. So one other action I want to mention here is thanking the sponsors. And you don't have to be a constituent to thank the co-sponsors on Twitter. And you can do that with the third URL here on the slide. And then I also want to point out the fourth URL on the slide is our social media toolkit. One of the priority actions is liking, commenting on, and sharing CCL's Facebook posts about the bill. You can find info on how to take this action, this Facebook action, and other social media actions in the CCL Social Media Toolkit, which is at this link, which will take you to Community.
And also just say this too, one thing that I actually have loved hearing from across the country is a lot of folks just reaching out and doing their own custom emails to their own network. So not just emailing Congress, but also just engaging your own social network, whether it's on social media or with your own personal email, and really asking for your friends, your family, your own social network to also take action and show up in support of this monumental legislation. So feel free to use the tools and all the messaging guidance that you have here on that page to do what feels right for you. So let's transition now, though, to group actions broken down by our five levers of political will. That's really going to be the focus of the second half of what we're talking about tonight. We reviewed individual side of things that we want to continue to keep emphasizing, especially for our newer volunteers. But as a chapter, what we're really going to be previewing now is our 2019 guide for how you as a group throughout the country can coordinate your chapter activities. So let's start specifically with chapter development, which again is recruiting, training, engaging, and sharing in that work as a chapter. And we'd like to start by really encouraging everyone to make a plan for engaging new volunteers. So here's a couple of key considerations that you want to walk through as you're starting to do that. What is your chapter currently doing to help orient and educate and really train or support new volunteers? Some of the things that we really recommend encouraging are for experienced group members to reach out and have a development committee that, you know, looks out for new membership, inviting them to coffee or lunch, offering a 30-minute orientation right before or after your monthly meeting often is a really great practice to help those that are onboarding get to know a little bit more before the onslaught of the busy agenda. You can also think about holding another Climate Advocate training workshop if you haven't had that for a while for those new people to jump on in person and have a great network, as well as really being able to highlight your knowledge of where to find resources and training that are available from CCL National. So think through that. Who's that person in your chapter? Start really designating who that might be to look out for those new volunteers as they surge into your group. Next, we want you to think about how to get them engaged and contributing right away. So for new volunteers, it's going to be really key to help them become active by becoming ready with simple tasks that they can jump right into. Some of the ones that Todd's highlighted are great. You can also really have them assist experienced volunteers on anything else that we'll be reviewing in just a little bit, or have them help you join the other action teams within your chapter. The other key thing here is to find out what their own natural affinities and skills are and really being able to help plug them in, leveraging those talents, that time, that background that they can offer your chapter in ways that'll help further your group's interests. And then lastly, the big thing that we always want to encourage is just having fun. You know, having a group's atmosphere, a festive spirit of welcoming, inspiring, you know, active culture. That's really, at least for me, what's made all the difference for my involvement for CCL through all these years. And I know that's what helps people come back. So really take the time every month to appreciate the work that's getting done, finding ways for people to get to know and like each other, structure that work so that people can do things together. We often know that that is how people are able to be a little bit more focused, and have time to, you know, in meetings for one-on-one in small breakouts. You're also welcome to use any of the other resources that National provides with our monthly calls or quotes and blog pieces. And I'll just encourage this too. If you've, you know, had a couple of people that maybe were engaged several years ago with the chapter but have fallen off just due to other commitments in life, this is a really perfect time to personally reach out, especially if you've got that connection with them, and just invite them if they might be interested in attending the next meeting, or, you know, brainstorming how they'd like to get re-engaged with the work. Having a bill, I think, out really now has helped at least my own chapter lift members out of discouragement and get them plugged in. Action is the antidote to despair. And really asking them for roles like helping make phone calls for the next month's meeting, or being able to come up to the meeting with a list of ways that other people can help you, are really critical. I'll also highlight this on the chapter activity, and then we'll take a little pause actually for Q&A. But some other ideas here that other groups have thrown out there that we do encourage you to think through are re-energizing that list and following up within a few days of any outreach event that you have. Make sure that you have somebody in your chapter, that new membership coordinator, whoever it might be, that person or team to call new people, get them engaged, personalize that connection, that human touch, and help their involvement bloom. The last thing I'll also encourage others to think about on this chapter development lever and organizing for your group is how you can divide and share in the work. Asking different people to take charge of different activities is a real surefire way for them to stay involved and to find a commitment that feels like the right fit. And really being able to grow your team around point people so that you have multiple points of contact and people that can be referred to depending on your specialty or your focus for each of those levers that your chapter is running. And if you are interested in reaching out and thinking about maybe there's a smaller community in your area that you have a friend or a connection with that doesn't have a CCL chapter, we have a role. It's called the Group Development Coach. And if you or somebody in chapter might be interested in supporting those new people in getting a group up and running, we'd love for you to get involved with that group. It's Group Development Coach again. You can find that in community. And you can also connect them with Ellie Sparks, our national field director. And her email is pretty simple. I'll put it in the chat here. It's just ellie@citizensclimate.org. So at this point, let's talk lobbying. So again, the lobbying lever, building and deepening your relationships with your member of Congress. How can we do that even a bit more strategically now with actual legislation to key into? Well, let's just do a quick high-level overview of those four actions for our actual month ahead, and then we'll kind of, again, take a little break here. First, we want to make sure that all groups have a liaison. If you don't have one, if you don't know what one is, or if you're struggling to find one, this is really one of the most important CCL roles for each group. And supporting new people to grow into this role is going to be key, especially if your group's looking for one. So if you are interested in being able to highlight a potential liaison, we have an application form. I'll put a link to that in community. And we also encourage people to email Amy, the National Liaison Coordinator, to really get them up to speed. We also want to think about really being realistic about where your members are at, whether they're on the House or the Senate side. Where is their current level of support for the Energy Innovation Act? And how can you find that out definitively? Being able to determine appropriate actions after identifying that is going to be key to move them towards greater support. And that all comes from deepening your relationships. So again, we can get into how you can find evidence of support and what is most important to your member. But again, I think some of the key areas that chapters have already been engaged on and that we're highlighting in this action guide for the year are continuing to generate constituent comments, especially now specifically ones on support for this legislation. generating continued ongoing published media and participation in media in the district around this topic and writ large about carbon pricing, climate policy, you name it, as well as grass top support. Who in your district haven't you reached out to or haven't been re-engaged with for a while to really be able to re-energize and bring them to your next in-district meeting? And speaking of that, our in-district meetings, our lobby spring drive is happening right now, January through April. It's a time to get educated about the bill and make your first ask. And we'd love for everyone during this focus this spring to think about the appointment setting process. Who is that going to be in your chapter? Do you want to coordinate with other groups in your area? Are there multiple actual district offices that you want to strategically think through where you'd like to visit and start getting that ball rolling? We also want to make sure that you look at that member of Congress calendar to see when they actually might be most likely to be there in person for face-to-face. We have the recesses posted on our scheduling instructions. We also have an updated primary ask sheet to leave behind and really generate that further conversation, focusing again on making climate a bridge, not a wedge issue, as well as Energy Innovation Act information. And then we have some ongoing additional suggestions for supporting asks. At this point, I do just want to highlight one thing that often has come up with discussions around what we should do in the Senate versus the House. So right now, what we're really trying to generate is constituent contacts with their own specific member of Congress in this section. So we want members of the House specifically to hear from their own constituents that they want them to support this legislation. That's specifically really what we want to key in on. And again, you can thank the other members that have already signaled their support or joined as co-sponsors to this act on Twitter with the tools that Todd is focused, but really generating your own support in district and highlighting that as far and wide and mobilizing those calls and emails is going to be really critical. On the Senate side of things, we want senators to also hear that lots of their constituents want them to support this legislation when it's reintroduced in the Senate. So the ask is the same with the addition of really clarifying when it is reintroduced in the Senate. Because right now, in 2019, there is no bill to support in the Senate, and it's really too early to ask for a companion bill for what we're hearing from our DC team. So just stick with that messaging line, support when reintroduced, and really using our online calling tools or writing tools to generate that support. And again, the last thing I'll remind people of is the role of the liaison. If you are interested in finding out about that role and you don't have a chapter member, please reach out to Amy afterwards tonight. That is the specific person that's really in touch with being able to generate that support and build that relationship, deepening it through the actual district and DC meetings.
All right, let's jump into Grasstop's engagement. So during this section of this webinar, we're going to go over our key Grasstop's actions for you and your chapter. So before you start to engage with prominent community leaders to get endorsements, you're going to want to learn about the bill. So that's sort of step number one. You need to be ready to talk to influential members of the community who might endorse the bill and be able to answer their questions. So you've got a little bit of homework to do. You can learn our five talking points about the bill, how it works, and review the list of frequently asked questions at the bill endorsement website, energyinnovationact.org. And we're going to look at that website and learn more about that in just a minute. So the next step is to re-engage with the people and organizations who endorsed Carbon Fee and Dividend and Climate Action in the past. And you can find them, as you know, in the Grasstop's Engagement Tracker on Community. And Brett will put a link to the Grasstop's Engagement Tracker in the chat. There's a short URL for that now. When you meet with your influential community members who've endorsed Carbon Fee and Dividend in the past or Climate Action, tell them about the bill and ask them to take an action to support it. So you're going to need to give them a little bit of update because you know, we're super excited about the bill, but they probably haven't heard. The action that your influencer might take might be to submit an endorsement at energyinnovationact.org. But in addition to that, they might want to take other actions to support the bill. They might want to attend a lobby meeting or attend an editorial board meeting or write an op-ed or invite their colleagues to take action or speak to their trade associations or their chamber of commerce or something else. So these influential members of the community, there's lots of things that they can do to support the bill endorse the bill in addition to submitting an endorsement at energyinnovationact.org. So after you've met with them with the folks who've submitted endorsements in the past or signed endorsements in the past for carbon fee and dividend, that's the time to make a short prioritized list of prominent community leaders who will impress your members of Congress and then engage with them about the bill too. So notice I said the word prominent community leaders who will impress your members of Congress. So these are the folks in your community who are really community leaders. This is maybe the head of the Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to get to this more in just a minute, but maybe the head of the Chamber of Commerce and the head of the hospital and folks like that, because these are the people who will really get the attention of their member of Congress. So once you've got these people ready to endorse, you've got them up to speed on the bill, these new people, these new influencers that you're engaging with, you're going to start off by kind of getting to know them, develop a relationship, find out where they are on climate, ask some open questions. And when they're ready to hear about the bill, then you can start telling them about the bill. But if you start telling them too soon, they may not be ready to hear about it. So be sure to go through those steps first. So when they're ready to endorse, submit their endorsement, they can do that at the self-service, mobile-friendly bill endorsement website, energyinnovationact.org. So now that the bill is reintroduced, we can go full speed on getting resolutions, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit more detail in just a minute, too. So I started talking about prioritizing your influencers. Who are the folks that you want to work on to get endorsements? Do you want to go and talk to the owner of the bookshop and the laundromat and the bike shop, or do you want to talk to the president of the Chamber of Commerce and the head of the hospital and folks like that? So it's really the latter. You want to talk to the large local employers and folks like that who are really going to impress and get the attention of their member of Congress when they say, I endorse the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. And those are the kind of people that members of Congress listen to. So some of the other prominent influential members of the community are local elected officials, and we'll talk about them in just a minute. We talked about large local employers. Those are the large companies in the district who employ lots of people. Hospitals are a great example of large local employers, and every district, most districts have a hospital, and other large organizations. And don't forget, if your member of Congress is a conservative, don't forget to prioritize endorsements from conservatives. So let's talk for a second about local elected officials. These are especially good endorsements because first, these local elected officials, they often run in the same circles with their members of Congress and may talk to them regularly. Second, climate change is impacting their jurisdiction, in these of the local elected officials. And finally, you elected these local elected officials, so they're likely to take a meeting with you. You might also want to prioritize constituents who have special influence on their members of Congress. For example, maybe the minister or the person who is the faith leader at your member of Congress's church. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about energyinnovationact.org, just in case you haven't seen it. It's an all-new website created by CCL staff, and it's dedicated to the bill and bill endorsements. It's up and running and public at energyinnovationact.org. At the website, which we'll see in just a minute, influencers can learn about the bill, see news, editorials, ally statements about the bill, and see a list of supporters. We have about 175 endorsements on the website so far. And this is the website also where they can submit their own endorsement. The website is only for bill endorsements. It's not for carbon fee and dividend. It's not for climate action. We're not getting those kind of endorsements anymore. We're 100% focused on bill endorsements. So as I mentioned, the bill is mobile friendly and it's self-service. So your influencers can easily submit an endorsement in 2 minutes on their phone. The endorsements displayed on this website are intended to be seen by members of Congress, the media, the public, and our allies. And if your influencer is too busy to submit their own endorsement, it could be submitted by their executive assistant or one of their co-workers. So let's go ahead and take a look at the welcome page of EnergyInnovationAct.org. This is the welcome screen. In the upper right-hand corner is the navigation, and you can where you can see how to navigate the bill website. There's four other pages besides this page. There's a How It Works page, there's a News page, a Supporters page, and an Endorse the Bill page. This is a resource that you might want to sit down with your potential endorsers and just go through this with them page by page. It's not a huge website. You could probably review the whole website with them in 10 or 15 minutes. So let's take a look at one other page on this website. This is the Endorse the Bill page, where influencers can select either I'm endorsing as an organization or I'm endorsing as a prominent individual. Our definition of a prominent individual is a person who represents a collection of other people or someone who has a lot of followers. So for example, a physician who is a sole proprietor is not prominent, but a physician who leads a trade association, employs a bunch of other doctors, runs a huge medical practice, or runs a hospital is prominent. And that's the kind of person who's going to have an influence or impress a member of Congress. So next, your potential endorser can fill in the web form with their particulars and click Submit Endorsement on this page. Notice over here on the left in the gray area that everyone, whether they're a prominent member of the community, a community leader, or anyone else, is invited to go to the CCL website to support the bill in other ways other than submitting an endorsement. For example, maybe they would print out and complete a constituent letter form. All right, let's talk for a minute about resolutions. Municipal, county, state, school board, and faith-based resolutions endorsing the bill are an especially powerful type of endorsement for showing strong support to your members of Congress because these types of organizations represent thousands of people. So now that a bill is reintroduced, you can go full speed on resolutions. But be aware that resolutions do take some extra work and could take months before they're finalized. So we've been kind of going slow in resolutions for the last couple of months because we knew that the bill and the lame duck, you know, was not really in play. But now we have a bill in play, and it's going to be in play for the next 2 years. So this is the perfect time to get started on resolutions because resolutions might take a while. You can find information on getting local government resolutions, municipal, county, and state, by searching on Community for getting local resolutions, and there's a specific page on Community for that. Faith-based resolutions are likewise powerful. Talk to your local place of worship or some other place of worship or the organizations that oversee all of your local places of worship in the region or the state about the idea of passing a resolution. And those also take a while. We have some action teams, our Catholic Action Team, our Episcopalian Action Team, our Presbyterian Action Team, they've been going gangbusters on getting those resolutions, but they, you know, have invested months and months and months of work. So finally, a group of CCLers called Schools for Climate Action have found that a single email from a parent, teacher, or student is sometimes enough to get the school board to introduce and pass a climate resolution. You can find a link to Schools for Climate Action on Community, and maybe Brett will post that in the chat also. if you're interested in going and trying to get endorsements or resolutions from school boards. All right, let's jump straight into grassroots outreach. As you probably heard, the most outreach events that CCL has ever done in a four-month period was 1,500 outreach events, which is a lot. But we've set a goal for ourselves to try to get 2,000 outreach events in the first 4 months of 2019. These could be any type of outreach gathering. It could be a bill party. It could be tabling, presenting, a film screening, a joint educational event with another organization. It could be a town hall with a member of Congress, or it could be something else. So pull out all the stops and work with the members of your chapter and organize to go and do some outreach events. So let's jump into outreach events in a little more detail. In this part of the CCU webinar, we're going to cover four areas of grassroots outreach. We're going to start off by talking about throwing a bill party to educate people about the bill, and we'll talk about tabling to get signed constituent comments forms and do education. Then we'll talk about giving presentations. And it turns out when you're giving presentations, it's sometimes the easy part, and scheduling presentations is the part that really requires some focused work. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And then finally, we'll say a little bit about preparing to mobilize to make lots of calls and send lots of email when the bill is going through committee. And it sounds like lots of you are interested in that. So let's talk for a minute about throwing a bill party. This is an especially fun way to get people engaged in advocating the Energy Innovation Act. And as Brett said at the top of the call, having fun is a very important part of what we do. Having a bill party is a great way to re-engage the less active volunteers in your mailing list. It's a great way to connect with other organizations that may be working on climate. You can invite them to your bill party. It's a great way to recruit more volunteers to your chapter, to join your chapter. So be sure to have a sign-in sheet at your bill party. And having a bill party is a great way to get a stack of signed constituent letter forms. So start off as you would with in planning any other party. Pick a venue and a date and ask one of your fellow volunteers, or work with a team of party planning volunteers to organize a potluck type party. Make an invitation and ask everybody to send it out and include sending it to your chapter mailing list, friends of all the volunteers in your chapter mailing list, your neighbors, and especially other organizations. And especially ask the volunteers who are the really active volunteers in your chapter to commit to inviting and bringing a few people each. So at your party, plan to have social time, celebrate the bill, spend part of the party doing some bill education, maybe as a game. You might want to show part of the latest All-CCL call recording about the House bill reintroduction, which was, just last Thursday. And at the end, ask everybody to use one of the online action tools on their phone before they leave. So let's go ahead and jump into tabling. Tabling, as you know, is fun, and it's a great way to inform the masses about the bill. It's a great way to give new volunteers a chance to practice talking about the bill. It's a great way to recruit. So be sure to bring a sign-up sheet and have a plan for following up to invite everybody on the sign-up sheet to your next meeting or event. It's a great way to collect constituent comment forms that you can deliver at your next lobby meeting, which would probably be your in-district lobby meeting. It's a great way to build relationships with other organizations that can lead to presentations and endorsements and meeting potential endorsers. So to start tabling, you probably know, and there's more information on community on how to get started tabling, but to get started tabling, you're going to want to book a spot in your favorite tabling venue, if you have one, or one of the places on this slide: farmers markets, cultural events, Latino festivals, street fairs, marches, Earth Day events. You're going to want to start pretty soon in the month of March. You're going to want to start planning for Earth Day, which is in April. In fact, April is Earth Month, so anything you do in April, organizations are going to be especially receptive to proposals for tabling in the month of April. Practice your five talking points about the bill before you go out and start tabling. Print a stack of bill-specific constituent letter forms and other bill material from the bill website on Community. When I table, I like to stand in the flow of traffic. I don't stand behind the table because I find nobody comes over. But if I go stand in the flow of traffic, I can smile and engage people as they walk by and then guide them over to the table and hand them off to another volunteer. So that's what works really well for me. And then after tabling, don't forget to file a field report for the total number of constituent comment forms. Enter anyone who opted in on the constituent comment form to the CCM mailing list using the chapter roster tool or in a spreadsheet that you can send to membership at citizensclimate.org. And don't forget after tabling to call or email anyone you met who might like to join your chapter. All right, let's say a couple of words about giving presentations. On the bill website, there's a full slide deck with slides about the bill, and it's you know, similar to the old slide deck, except all the CFD, carbon fee and dividend slides, have been replaced with slides about the bill. And it's all completely up to date, and it's ready to go. You can download it, customize it, take it out, and use it. So that's going to save you a lot of work. To get started presenting, you're going to need to schedule some presentations. So pick your five best organizational allies and set up a presentation for them. These could be climate groups, environmental groups, churches, clubs, classes, or whatever, you know, hobby clubs, whatever you have nearby. Get someone from your chapter, maybe you, to go and give a presentation about the bill, and be sure to bring constituent comment forms. Ask your host if it would be okay to set up a table. Also bring new volunteers so that they can greet attendees, see the presentation, pass around CCL sign-up sheets, and collect constituent comment forms. After you've done the first five presentations for your organizational allies, start sending presentation proposals to other clubs and groups and organizations that have regular meetings of members. And then follow up a week later with a phone call to make sure that they saw the email. And if you're interested in learning more about scheduling or giving presentations, there's recorded CCUs on Community with lots of details.
Let's talk generating media. So we know our final media or our final lever is that of media outreach and generating a steady drumbeat of pieces to local papers and posting on social media is going to be absolutely critical. I would say one of the most pivotal ways that we all can do our part in highlighting the grassroots support behind this legislation. So what I'd like to do in this call is just really key in on a couple of key areas to be able to focus on with your chapter and generate a plan with. So you want to think about how your chapter is writing letters to the editor and op-eds about the bill. Do you have a partner or buddy system to really kind of help critique and provide opportunities to write letters together with? Do you have a week maybe that your group can co-host and sign up to write letters depending on the theme that week? Are you using some of the print media action team resources or even a growing of LTE specific team that you can really focus on with those letters to the editor? And we'd also love to really have you think about finding a media contact in your chapter. Is there somebody that, you know, comes from a media background that they could be designated as the media packet recipient? They'll be the one to develop that relationship with the newspaper, pass on any media alerts from CCL National, even develop and begin being the point person for your local editorial board if they haven't yet signed on or in the process of really thinking about considering an editorial. And then we also really want to strategically think about social media this year. We're getting up and running. We're going to get, we have plenty of resources on CCL Community already. We're going to have more of a focus on that given the strong, strong presence it's playing right now, especially in the Democratic caucus in talking about climate policy. So think about how your volunteers can share and retweet all of CCL's social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. Larger chapters would be great to be able to reinvigorate your own social media accounts if they're not already active, and being able to amplify that voice when you get published or you have activities, generate all of the coverage you can on your own social media channels as well to really be able to highlight that. So let's think now specifically on what also to do about actually focusing on national media coverage. Now, this was reviewed last month, but just as a quick review for anyone that might be curious, the difference between national media and local media. So Steve Volk and Flannery Winchester, CCL's communication team, are talking to all the big newspapers, like the Washington Post, for example, or the New York Times. You don't have to worry about that. They're also coordinating national media requests for interviews. So if you have anyone ask you, go to Flannery first. I'll put her email in the chat. And then most newspapers do actually have an opinion page. So that's where you can start generating your own outreach and focus locally. We also know that you want to be published on that page as often as possible to show up in that town space, that town dialogue space. And when you write letters and op-eds, start referring to something in the news. And we've got plenty of advice on really being able to how to follow the news hierarchy and really be able to generate a successful letter to the editor formula in our training. And we just also want to emphasize the importance of filing field reports. So at this point, I'd also like to just close with one last slide distinguishing between editorials and op-eds. You've already heard a little bit about that. But, you know, we've already had 14 editorials endorsing the Energy Innovation Act outright. We'd like to double that number, and we'd like to double it as soon as we can. So if you haven't already, consider requesting a meeting with your editorial board at your local newspaper to help engage your editors, ask some open questions, and when they're ready to really dive into the discussion about the policy, share what you know about it. Conclude by asking those editors then to consider writing an editorial endorsing the bill. There's plenty of information on how to prepare for this meeting if you're interested on community. And again, if you can't get an editorial yet, op-eds are just, you know, a wonderful alternative or a way that you can still focus from someone in your group generating that media beyond an LTE or a letter to the editor response. All right, here is our slide for finding out more information. If you'd like to dive in, we have a particular spotlight on the public website of the Energy Innovation Act and the link to the forums to participate in discussion happening between advocates as well. And we also have Todd and Mai's emails if you'd like to reach out with any questions. But I would love to close tonight with a quote from a new CCL volunteer from the end of our year-end appeal last year, highlighting the power that CCL has in our volunteer network throughout the country. Here's what they said. Citizens Climate Lobby has taught me how to be a more effective citizen and advocate. I'm grateful for the hard work of thousands of CCLers around the world. You help make the vision of a livable world for all future generations into a reality. I can't think of more important work. And so with that, we thank you for your time. We thank you for your efforts in building out your chapter's guide and plans. And we look forward to being in touch and creating that political will. Thank you, everyone, and have a wonderful night.